Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you heard of such a thing as a spoonerism? Say what? A spoonerism is a play on words in which consonants and vowels are jumbled, causing great delight to those within earshot. Like when you say you have very bad manners, but what comes out is you have very mad banners. And who popularized this? He was the Gerst Fei, the first guy who meant to say it is customary to kiss the bride, but said it is customary to cuss the bride. He didn't know he'd said it until later. In a minute, I'll tell you more of the origins of the spoonerism and of the culprit responsible. But first, here are some spoonerisms surrounded by slips and quips written down by smiling parents and school teachers. So we present History Akidding to Chords. According to kids. I hope you laugh half as hard as I did the first time I heard these. Ancient Egypt was inhabited by mummies, and they all wrote in hydraulics. I think that was hieroglyphics. They lived in the Sahara Desert and traveled by Camelot. Julius Caesar extinguished himself on the battlefields of Gaul. Dying, he cried out, "Tee-hee, Brutus." Rome was invaded by ball bearings. Didn't know that. Christopher Columbus discovered America while cursing about the Atlantic Ocean. The pilgrims crossed the ocean in hardships. This was called the Pilgrim Progress. Tarzan is a short name for the American flag. Its full name is the Tarzan Stripes. The Declaration of Independence says that all men are cremated equal. Traveling by stagecoach in the Old West was dangerous because you had a good chance of being stopped by bandits and being robed and plundered. Plungered, I like that. Thomas Edison invented the indecent lamp. I think we're looking for incandescent. Louis Pasteur discovered a cure for rabies. During World War I, President Woodrow Wilson urged the people to stay in neutral. Then Franklin Roosevelt went over there and put a stop to Hitler in his bunk. World War II made people so sad that it brought on the Great Depression. Then the New Deal tried to make sure that the stock market will never happen again. The two greatest marshals of the Old West were Wyatt Burp and Wild Bill Hickok. Kids. Well, I promised to tell you the origin of spoonerism, so here it is. William Archibald Spooner wasn't the first to wix up his merds, but by the time he died in 1930, he was famous for his blunders. Instead of, "Pardon me, madam, this pew is occupied, can I show you to another seat?" he allegedly said, "Mardon me, padam, this pie is occupied. Can I sew you to another sheet?" While reading about him, I thought to myself, oh man, I have made my share of mistakes too, and haven't we all? But will they define us? How will people remember us? Thankfully, Spooner's students remembered him for other things. He was an ordained deacon in the Church of England and chaplain to Archbishop Archibald Tate. He served at New College, Oxford for more than 60 years, teaching history and religion and living his faith. Spooner delivered countless sermons and was said to think so fast at times that his mind would outrun his tongue. Once while preaching, he said, "The Lord is a shoving leopard," but he was quick to point out that no, God is a loving shepherd. Spooner was well-liked and respected for his wisdom and for those times when he unwittingly made students laugh. A father of five, he was married 50 years, which means he knew where to go with his mistakes, knew to laugh at himself and to make things right. May we too be remembered that way. So today, let's not sweat the petty things, or as Mr. Spooner once put it, let's not pet the sweaty things.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and four easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.